Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I have a dog video for you to watch. Now it's very...
He's now seen it.
It's very disturbing because there's a German Shepherd that is about to absolutely maul this little white...
They're eating the dogs.
Cockapoo or something. Whatever. I don't know.
Maltese or something.
Bichon.
A little snowball.
Yeah, this is across the pond and they're in a park and both dogs are leashed. But they obviously let him sniff butts or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the German Shepherd absolutely dives into the meat of the little white dog.
Has it and is not letting it go.
Yeah, no one knows what to do. You know what happened? Did you see the hero in that film?
I did.
Dude.
And he did not quit.
No. So
he went back like four times.
It goes on for about 20 seconds. Like, this dog's in trouble. Mm. This little white dog. This dog's in trouble. You know, Jace,
it's
right there in the jaws of the German Shepherd.
The dog's going to get ripped
and
apart.
The owner is trying to.
They're dumping water on the dog.
Yeah.
The owner of the German Shepherd.
He's trying to pull it away, but he doesn't know what to do.
No.
He's a moron.
Well, and in that situation too, it's really dangerous to put your hand near that dog's mouth to try to pry the jaws open.
And they do often say, you know, try a hose or try water. Yeah. Like, that's one of the suggested things to do, but that was not working.
No, it was not.
So what ends up happening is some dude just comes out of nowhere like freaking Superman with the cape, and he's got his little fingers there.
Bare finger, too. He's not gloved up.
No, dude, you gotta act fast. Yeah. This dog's about to die.
Yeah.
And he freaking butt rams the dog.
Yeah. Now, at first, I thought he was a little shy. I thought he was just playing around the edges. But as it goes on, he's like, nope, we're getting...
He gave him butt fingers.
We're getting high and tight.
And he did it more than once.
Yeah.
And it worked.
It worked.
The dog was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's talk about just ramming it in.
Yeah.
So, listen, I think this is useful information because we just talked yesterday about that stupid lady in Seattle who had her pit bull off the leash and was telling it to do its thing by attacking other dogs. Yeah. Well, I've often wondered, like, what would I do if little Molly Tengies was in the jaws of a pit bull?
Now,
I've heard of this. Like, they even do a bit in the movie Ted about this. I always thought it was like an urban, like, legend that you just, you know, you insert a finger, but apparently it works.
See, I would go for the eyes.
Yeah, I would think the eyes would be the way to go. You thumb an eye. And to be honest with you, I think I'd rather thumb the eye than...
Too close to the mouth, though, maybe, with the eyes?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to get your hand ripped off, but I mean...
Could you do that? Like, you're seeing... it's not your dog. It's somebody else's dog being attacked by a bigger dog.
Yeah.
And it's not going well for the small dog.
Yeah.
Could you? And you know this. No one else is stepping in.
I got to do it.
I think you got to do it.
Do you?
I think I would do it. You got to save the little dog, man. By the way, Suk right now doing arm motions
trying to figure
out the logistics.
Like, how would you, like, it's...
I like that Isaac has such conviction about
this.
It's like, yeah, I'm gonna digitize that pooch's, you know.
Can't wait.
Back
I think
porch.
Look, I just...
Yeah, I mean, I think in that instance, it's fight or flight. I think you got to do it.
You got to do it.
You got to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that
bad. I think I'd yell at somebody else to stick their finger up there.
Dude, it's bad.
That's your dog. Try your finger.
Yeah, I think that's the first thing I would do. I like where Buck's going. I'm not volunteering my hand. I think I'm like, hey, everybody.
Someone get a hand up
someone
there.
Someone get a hand in there. And then if no one's not doing my dog. It, then maybe then you're like, hey, real quick, no one? No? Come on. Somebody. And then maybe then you do it. But you think about it. I'm trying to think of a scenario. If I was doing something and someone wanted me to stop what I was doing,
that would work.
That would work.
Yeah.
It really would. Like if I was raining blows down upon someone and you needed me to stop.
Right in the butt.
I would think that that would probably get me to stop. You're going to get your attention. You're like, whoa, what? What are we doing?
What if you go on just this horrific racist, sexist rant on the radio? And instead of turning off your mic, somebody Buckley runs in here and starts fingering you.
Like there's a button on the chair. Someone's getting a little loose. You're like, all right, boys, we need to get you off topic.
Like, couldn't you just shut off his mic? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that too. Like, Danny and Dusty were going at it the other day. They were arguing about the Blazers, and Danny was, like, getting really worked up. What if we could have just pressed a button on the chair and just
fingered him? Ho!
Like, you know what, guys? Yeah. I didn't know what I was mad about. I'm sorry. You know, I'm my bad. I, you know, got a little loose, got a little sideways on that one.
Now, listen, you can't do anything with that hand.
No.
Until you go cut it off or bleach it.
Yeah, could you, like...
But you can't, like...
I think that stain is going to be on you. You will carry that mark with you forever.
What mark? Like the...
Knowing that your hand...
The feel?
Yeah, you just, that's... You're never going
to
be the same.
Have you ever had to pull... So I've had to do this with Molly.
What?
Where she can't... Her little turds won't come all the way out. So I got to put the bag on my hand and get all the way up in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get up in there. But you know, you pull that thing.
Yeah, with a bag. I don't raw dog it.
Well, what if you had a bag on you? Does that make it easier?
Yeah, it makes it easier.
Yeah.
I'd be more inclined to be like, all right, guys, I'm willing to... I need a glove.
We should all start carrying latex gloves.
Does anyone have a catcher's mitt that I can borrow? Maybe an oven mitt. I need something. I don't feel like I could... I feel like that would bother me for a long time. Like, I could wash my hand for an hour, and it wouldn't be okay.
A little peek behind the parenting curtain here. We had to do that with one of our children a couple years back.
Wait, what?
He's all stopped up,
yeah,
and the doctor recommended digital dislodgement.
Oh.
I was not home at the time. I think I was here, actually. So that
perfect.
That was my wife's pleasure.
My
that's bad.
I was watching my buddy's dog, and it had a tick on it. So we were like, oh, crap. So we had to get the tick out. So we did the, you put some Dawn on it, and then it came out a little bit. It's supposed to, like, suffocate it, and then it wasn't working, so then I burned it, and then we grabbed the tweezers, and we pulled it out. And so I put it, like, and then I had, like, a little, like, a washcloth that we put it on that I kind of cleaned the area or whatever. The BTJ threw away the washcloth and the tweezers. She was like, no, they're going to the trash. I was like, well, I'll just, the tweezers are fine. She goes, no. She could not use those tweezers ever again. The thought of that they had touched the tick, it was... The head of the tick. And then I saw it on the Amazon order account. Guess what was ordered today? And this, by the way, happened last night. What was ordered today? Brand new set of tweezers. Because I had my cigar lighter because I used that to heat up the end of the tweezers so that I could grab I could grab the tick. And then it's kind of gnarly because you can hear the tick sizzling. And then it, like, lets go. And I was like, no. I'm like, I'll dip it in rubbing alcohol, and then I'll burn the end of the tweezers. She goes,
no. Yeah, that's fine.
She goes, no. And I was like, it's a washcloth that I put the tick on and clean the air. I'm like, we'll just watch it. She goes, whatever. She goes, that better not go in the – she it all goes in the trash. The idea that those things came in contact with the tick was enough for her to never, ever go anywhere near them again. And I think – that's the fear.
Should you have fingered the tick? Could that have worked?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And by the way, what if the dog's name is Freddy? This is
right
a great text.
Finger Freddy.
Can it be argued that Freddy got fingered?
I think that is the case.
Rop will not help subdue a crazy man on a plane, but would be all in sticking his fingers up a dog's butt.
Nice.
Yes. Let me explain that.
That is a weird line.
It is
you're,
weird.
You're drawing.
But I would say, and that's fair, but with human beings,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like
you have more sympathy for
figure
dogs.
Figure it out. Yes. The little helpless dog who's getting mauled,
yeah.
I can't stand by and watch that. Yeah. I have to do. Because I think with this crazy dude on the plane, it'll all be fine. And there are people trained to, figure that out. Whatever. You don't need me.
No one's trained to figure that out.
Like, Rob, come over here and stick your fingers up this guy's ass. No, I'm not. But the dog, it's like, if no one else is helping, yeah. It's clear that the little dog's about to die. You know, I'm in. With my latex gloves. I'm going to start carrying latex gloves.
I love that this is the line that you have drawn. This makes me so happy.
And then, like, imagine getting pulled over by the cops, and they're like, what are those gloves for? It's like, well, in case I got to finger a dog.
That's not suspicious.
And then he's like, sir, turn around.
Oh, boy.
Place your hands behind your back, please.
Now, I will say, and this is hand to God true, if you gave me the choice, like, two scenarios, right? We're at the park, and crazy guy... crazy homeless guy jumps on a lady.
Okay.
And then the German Shepherd jumps on the little dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I got him. And it's like.
You have to choose?
Well, no, I can only.
You choose one.
Yeah, there's two of us, right? There's two of us. One of us is going to save the dog.
Okay.
And one of us is saving
but
the lady.
You get first pick?
I get first pick. It's
Which
not
one a, are you doing?
I'm dealing with the homeless guy.
The dude, yeah.
I know how to do that, and it's easy, and my fingers don't go anywhere.
Yeah, the dog one is going to be
right in the butt.
Harder.
And I think I'm more likely to get hurt.
Would you have to put your fingers up that homeless guy's butt?
No, I do not.
I think you do.
I know how to handle the one. I don't, and by the way, like that's easy. I know how to do it. That's, I'm trained to do that.
The
that's
dog
fine.
Thing seems pretty straightforward too.
I practice that on a daily basis. You know what I don't practice on a daily basis? The dog.
Right in the butt?
No. I'll deal with the human being every time. And nothing gets inserted. Nothing.
Now, here's a guy who says, my buddy's Chihuahua got attacked by a pit bull. He did the finger up the butt thing. Didn't help.
Is there anything worse?
That's the worst
part. Resorted to that and having it not
and
work?
Then everybody's like, wait, why are you
what
fingering
were you
the
doing
dog?
That for? He probably liked it.
Yeah, what if the dog turns to you as he's mauling the Chihuahua and is like, what's up?
All right.
Or what's... Oh, I can't say it. Never mind. No, it's a bridge. Even during this conversation, it's a bridge too far. It's a bridge too far. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
I don't think so. But now
I don't
desperate
either.
What if the pit bull's mauling the chihuahua and you're like, there's only one way out of this.
Uh-oh.
And you go finger and he doesn't let go. Instead, something comes out.
Oh.
Yeah.
A little red rocket.
Oh.
It's a little turned on.
And now all you've done is aroused.
Yeah.
You've aroused the pit bull that after
then
it finishes mauling the chihuahua, it's going to turn to you and be like, all right.
You found his fantasy.
I love dong news. You started this. Now it's time to finish it.
The only thing better than mauling a small dog is getting fingered while you do it.
This is the most regrettable segment we've ever done.
I don't regret a thing. Listen, I'm telling you, this is a public service. That is something you can do.
You can.
It helped in that video.
It did.
I think it's important to sit for little dogs. Little dogs thank us right now.
Yes. Start carrying around gloves.
If it works.
They're just like, don't finger us. Just make sure you finger the big dog, not the small dog.
And what? You go thumb? I don't even know.
I don't know. Or, yeah, if like the digit works, why not just use something else? Why do you have to use your finger?
Yeah. Is there a
stick
Is there
something?
A stick?
You have a pen on you.
Yeah.
An iPhone, perhaps? I don't know.
What was that guy doing? Maybe this is all wrong.
An iPhone?
Does someone have a stylus somewhere that I can borrow? God.
All right.
Oh.
That's it.
Right in the butt.
It's over.
This is malicious fecal distribution.
Thanks, Buck, for sending that video.
I thought it might make an appearance here, so just, you know. Content.
He was right.
It did. It made an appearance.
So I have a new proprietary and definitive list, okay?
Okay.
You know I love my lists.
Love it.
This one I put together during today's show. That's next on The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.